Leishur Chelek Aleph Shin Lamed Aleph, the third chapter. Oid lanu dvarim levarer ulelabein seda lishma ki gadol hu. We have further to say in order to clarify this profound idea of lishma, because it is very great. Hasforno kasav al pasuk kol asher diber Hashem naaseh v'nishma. In his commentary to the pasuk in Mishpatim, kol asher Hashem. Whatever Hashem said, Na'aseh v'nishma, when the Jewish people said, we will do and we will hear or understand, the Sforno writes as follows, Na'aseh l'sachlis shenishma b'kuiloi. We will do for the purpose of obeying him. Ka'avodim ha'meshamishim esarav shelo al menas lekabel pras, like servants who serve the master, not for the sake of receiving a reward. He's paraphrasing the words of Pirkei Avos. Ke'inyan, and this is in the same vein as in the same vein as the pasuk that describes the avodah of the malachim in Tehillim Kuf Gimel. Those who are oisei devaroi, first they do Hashem's will, lishmoya bekol devaroi. The author says, Hasforno mechadesh bema shegdimu naase l'nishma b'uchadash. The Sforno explains in this idea of naase v'nishma something new. Sheloi kefi sheregilim l'fashoi, not as is customary to explain it, that they accept it upon themselves first, without knowing the specifics, through commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the usual pshat of Na'aseh v'nishma. Sforno says something quite different. Shem kiblu es ha'na'aseh l'sachlis shenishma. They accepted upon themselves avidas Hashem for the purpose of obeying haynu lishma. Uvidvarav ha'ketzarim hu remez la'sugya b'shabes daf peiches. He's hinting, by particularly in quoting the pasuk in Tehillim, he's hinting to the sugya in Shabbos Daf Peiches that says as follows: "Besha'a shikidimu yasel naseh l'nishma." When the Jewish people said naseh before nishma, yatzesa baskol v'amra lahen, a heavenly voice issued and said, "Mi gila levonai raz zeh? Who revealed to my children this profound secret? Shemalachei hasheres mishtamshin boi." That is the in the realm, in the province of Malachei Hasheres, they're the ones who use this idea. Dichsiv, the Gemara then quotes this pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, Baruchu Hashem Malachav, it describes Malachim, Giborei Choyach, the Mighty, Oisei Devaroi Lishmo Bekol Devaroi. They do his word Lishmoya, to hear, to accept, to obey his instruction, and the Gemara comments, Bereisha Oisei Devaroi, first Malachim do, Vahadar Lishmo. Lefi Be'ur HaSforno, Har'inyan Hikdimu, according to the Sforno, this idea of Hikdimu, to say Na'aseh before Nishma, Hu Shekiblu Torah Lishma, they accept the Torah Lishma, Ke'avadim HaMeshamshim Shelo Al Menas Lekabel Pras, like those who serve without anticipation of reward, Ve'u Be'ur Chadash B'chol HaSugya. As we said, it's a new insight into the Sugya. Lefi Ze Nimtza Shabbas Kol Sheyatzesa Ha'esat Mia, what emerges is that the heavenly voice expressed astonishment. Mi gila levanai raz ze shel lishma? Who revealed to my children the secret of lishma? Shezeu hasoid shemalachei hasheres mishtamshim boi ba'avodasam, which is the secret used by malachei hasheres in the avodas Hashem. Hare hatmiya lo hisal kabalas maaseh mitzvois. According to the Sforno, the astonishment of the bas kol wasn't for the mere acceptance, mere commitment to the mitzvois, Elal shekiblu Torah lishma, but rather for having received the Torah lishma, uvaze kivnu lesod avodas hamalachim. It's in that respect that Bnei Yisrael mechaven to the type of service performed by the malachim. Ve'amru Chazal sham b'mshech hasugya. Chazal continued there in Shabbos Daf Peiches, shiardu malachim v'kashu lahem kesorim, that when they said it, the malachim descended and gave each person two crowns. Echad keneged Na'aseh, one corresponding to Na'aseh, echad keneged Nishma, one corresponding to Nishma. Ve'hainu lefi be'uze, according to this Sforno, the reward works as follows. Keser echad avu shekiblu es ha'Torah. They receive one crown for the actual acceptance of the Torah. Ve'keser sheni avu shekiblu lishma, and the second crown for having received it lishma. In the note, Mikan he'ara nifla'a b'inan gerus ve'elachoyseh. We have a wonderful insight over here, a comment to make about gerus and its alachois. The halacha is, bo'idkin acharav, we investigate the prospective ger, shema biglal mamoin she'itoil. Perhaps he wishes to convert for some financial benefit, Oibishul Serarash is Kela. He wants to take some position. He believes that through conversion there'll be some advantage there. Omipne HaPachad, Bali Kanesa, that perhaps some fear is motivating him to become a Jew. Vim Ishu Bodkin Achav Shema Inav Nasan Bishayudis. Furthermore, if he's a man, we investigate whether he's interested in a Jewish woman, and that's why he's intending to convert. Veloy Oid, not only this investigation, Ella, we actively try to dissuade him. We say to him, why do you wish to convert? Do you not know? Don't you know that through the Golus, Bnei Israel are oppressed and tortured? If his response is, I'm quite aware of the challenges and I'm not worthy, we accept him immediately. This is the Rambam in his Surah B'ar, based on the Gemara of a Moist of Mem Zayin. Says the author, Hari kol b'dikas hegirim ilamod al midas alishma shalem. This entire investigation is meant to ascertain the level of lishma. Ki zohi geirus. This is what geirus is. Uchmoy shekabalas ha-tira is at lishma davka. As the original Kabbalah Satira was lishma, as we learn now in the Sforno, Kain kol ha-balistofef b'tzel ha-shchina. So to every individual throughout history who is coming to find shelter under the wings of the Shechina, techilas bi'aseh tzicha lias lishma. He has to be motivated by a desire to accept the Torah lishma. Ki geirus kabbalas ha-Torah shel ha-pat. Geirus is the individual's equivalent of matan teira. V'dargasah u'mahusah shel kabbalas ha-Torah b'Sinai ha'isa lishma davga. The whole essence of kabbalas ha-Torah at Sinai was lishma, lefi b'u ha-Sforno kanal, as we said in the Sforno. U'manifla dargas ha-gerim. This is wondrous in and of itself, the level of a gear. She begeder kone olamo b'sha'achas. It has this aspect of what the Gemara calls kone olamo b'sha'achas, a person who acquires his entire olam haba in an instant. Ki ma she'adam yisrael amel kol yimei chayv lagel l'nkudas lishma. What a regular Jew, an ordinary born Jew, toils throughout his life to reach the level of lishma. Zoy haschalasoy shel hager. That's the very beginning of the gather. It's the first point. Bechinas nedivus shel Avraham Avinu al shelem. The aspect, he has the aspect of the nedivus of Avraham Avinu, who was, of course, the first ger. Back in the text. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. Ki halishma hu merazei olam. That lishma is one of the deep secrets in this creation. Ve'oid shu seid avodasam shel malachei hasharis. It's really the foundation, the unique aspect of the Avodah of the Malachim. It's astonishing. That's what the Paschal expressed. It's astonishing. How can human beings really understand, ascertain this great and profound idea? From the perspective of human psychology, we mentioned already in the previous chapter, lishma is very far from the nature of a human being. In the words of the Rambam, she'eino yiseh ma'aseh ela kedei she'yageh lo mimeno to'eles. A person does something only because there's some perceived benefit from it. U'mitzad zeh be'emet so'et gadol, and therefore it really is an astonishing thing, she'bechol zeh efshar la'aseh ma'aseh lishma, that nonetheless it's possible to overcome this and to do something lishma. Ach adayin ein bazeh dai leva'er raz ha'lishma. It's not sufficient to explain the secret of lishma, she're'etzeh la'malachim ein to'eles etzmi stofeses pakoim. Presumably by the Malachim, benefit to oneself is not significant, it does not exist. Nonetheless, they are praised for the level of lishma. So why do they use this idea of lishma when they, unlike human beings, do not have the idea of to'eles etzmis, of benefit to oneself? Perhaps we can see a tinge of an answer, something. I'm going to try and explain it based on the Gemara in Pesachim Dafnun. Rabbi posed the following apparent contradiction. Exive, the Pasuk in Tehillim Nun Zayin says, Ki gadoil ad shamayim chasdecha. Yocheset Hashem is great ad shamayim. And in Tehillim Kufches, kigadoil me'al shamayim chasdecha. Your chesed is great beyond heaven. Very similar psukim. The one says ad shamayim, the one says me'al shamayim. Okay, tzad, how do we resolve this? Kan bo'isin lishma, v'chan bo'isin shela lishma. The answer is that one pasuk refers to those who do lishma, and one pasuk refers to those who do shela lishma. Uch de Rav Yehuda, and this is in line with the standard of Yehuda, de Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, le'oilam yasek adam b'torah u'mitzvois afal pi shela lishma. A person should involve himself in Torah mitzvois, even though it is shela lishma, shemitoich shela lishma, ba lishma. Through that, you will come to lishma. Now Rashi explains, oisin lishma, those who do lishma, that's me'al lashamayim. That's a pasuk in Tehillim Kufches. It speaks about me'al lashamayim, beyond, above the heavens. Ve'shelo lishma, those who do shelo lishma, ad lashamayim. That's associated with the pasuk in Tehillim Nun Zayin that says ad shamayim, the mitzvah miyako avid. The person, at least he is doing a mitzvah, so save kederav yudah. Chazal megalim baze. Chazal revealed to us sheyesh chesed Hashem ha-ma'aleh es adam ad hashamayim. There's a chesed of Hashem that elevates the person until the heavens. Ve'yesh chesed Hashem anitan l'adam l'hamshichu me'al hashamayim l'matar aretz. But there's another type of chesed Hashem which is given to the human being to draw then from above the heavens down to the earth. That's how the author understands me'al hashamayim, to bring it down to earth. Gadlus yeshna v'shnei chasadim. Both chasadim here have an aspect of greatness. Ela she'en domeh ha'echad l'mishneo. Nonetheless, they differ. Torah afilu shelo lishma. Torah, even when it's done shelo lishma, koi rav koi chai, it is so powerful. She mekareves es adam ad la shamayim. It brings a person near to shamayim. Ve'ad bichlal, up to and including. What does that mean? Shamayim hi ha'isrememus me'alechom rius shel chayesha. When Chazal speak about taking the person up to Shamayim, it means rising about the physicality, the materialism of flesh and blood life. Sham beremus zoy, on that level, ha'adam korev le'lishma. A person then is close to lishma. Hu mesugal yoyser lafshit me'alav esneg yoyisav shel kavod kesef v'sanugim. Is more able, it is closer there, to strip from oneself one's ulterior motives driven by kavod, money, pleasure. Ach ha'loimed lishma, but the one who does learn Torah lishma, inyan acher bo, that's already a different category, a different league. Kasher adam zochel lirois es atzmoy, when a person earns to see himself, velu lirgaim, even momentarily, shu eino ela nitzetz katan shegilui kvod shamayim, there is nothing other than a spark of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He represents, he's a tiny spark of the glory of Hashem. Vezeh kol mahusay v'seichin chayav, and the person sees that this is his essence and the purpose of his life. Zehu ha'oir ha'gadoy la'mizgaleh ba'adam ba'isach sha'a, that great light is revealed in the person at that moment when he sees himself in that way. She'enu gilui kvodo yitzbarach ha'magiyah la'adam mibachutz. It's not something external that comes to the person from the outside, through some intellectual demonstration or through seeing something tangibly. It's the person himself from the inside. He himself reveals this idea of kevoid shamayim. At that moment, when the usual drives that motivate us are negated, what you have simultaneously is that negation of one's physical, material drives and the switching on of this internal light. We could say, it's about that moment that Koheles said, right at the end, Seif davar hakol nishma, at the end of the matter, after all has been heard, Esayloikim yira mitzvosav shemoir, fear Hashem and observe His mitzvahs, ki ze kol ha'adam. That's the entirety of man. Ma gedoyla sha'azei, shalav chanas adam es atzmo v'eschayav lishma. How great is that moment when a person discerns himself, his life, as a project of lishma. U'me'ata, from that point, kol ma she'oseh b'torah mitzvahs, everything he does in Torah mitzvahs, inan chadash boy, it has a new aspect to it. U'mamshich u'moirid gilui ze. That aspect is now drawn down me'al shamayim el seicha olam, from above the heavens down to this realm. Uda uzchonik udazu is know and remember this point. Halishma ugilui haemes tzmobalev. Lishma is the revelation of the truth in the heart. Beverur gamu, with total clarity. Bli mechitzes shelegi ois usvekois, without the partitions, the curtains of ulterior motives, doubts, and similar notions. Vehaise lishma, one who then does things lishma. Wherever he turns, he'll reveal more and more, he'll express more and more kevoid shamayim. And this great chesed rolls off, so to speak, from heaven, from above the heavens, through this individual, el toich oilam, into this world. Oilam hazeh hina oilam ha'ester. This is a world of hiddenness. Sharei elokus ne'elemes b'seichoi. Godliness is hidden in this world. V'rak al-yedei ma'amatz makirim osu yisbarach. It's only through effort that we come to recognize Hashem in this world. Ach mi she'omad l'nekudas al-lishma, this individual who has ascertained, who has recognized the point of lishma, hu makir eskevo yedei yisbarach b'seich olam hazeh davka. He recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And this is really what Chazal said. Ki halishma hu haraz shemalachei hasheres mishtamshin boi. We're coming nearer to the answer to that question we started off posing. When Chazal said that lishma is the secret that malachei hasheres use, according to the sforna above, kishemalachim omrim kedusha b'shem enorim. When malachim say kedusha, kadoish, kadoish, kadoish Hashem tzvakois. B'mayim meshabchim osay. How are they praising Hashem? Kadoish, kadoish, kadoish. Meloi chol ha'aretz kevoidoi. The land, the physical universe, is permeated with Hashem's kevoid. Hem megalim kevoidoi sborach davka ba'aretz, be'olam hester zeh. The malachim reveal Hashem here, in the world of Hester. Ela, they still have an advantage, sh'amalachim roim esolam bli hester panim. The malachim see the world directly, as it is, without its hester panim. Ve'lachen hem roim kan me'uma, zulas gilui kevoidoi. What they see in the world is nothing but Hashem's glory being revealed. V'davka zehu ha'sheva shalem. That's the praise that they're given. Ki davka ha'aretz ha'lazei ha'kurtza mechoyme. This universe made of physical substance, hi kula kevoidei, is entirely an expression of Hashem's kevoid. That's what we praise the malachim for. B'me zochim malachei ha'sheres le'mabat kadosh zeh. How do the malachim earn such a holy perspective? By being able to use the secret of lishma. We could go a little bit further. That understanding, perceiving any deep, profound idea depends on the level of lishma of the individual. All the secrets of the world and the secrets of the Torah are not unattainable in and of themselves. It's just that because of the depth or the holiness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden them from the eyes of those who are not worthy to see them, so that no impurity should defile these secrets. That's why somebody who learns Torah Lishma, Avru Chazal say about him, Shemegalinoi razei Torah. The secrets of the Torah are revealed to him. Ki hu ra'ui shizgalu lo. He is worthy, deserving, that these secrets should be revealed to him. Be'yaser omek, a little more deeply. Mau hagoyrem eskol ester shebavriya. What causes the hiddenness in the physical creation? Ad she'einayim ro'is ve'einen ro'is mu'uma mikvodeis ba'olam. To the point where our eyes open, and yet we don't necessarily see anything of Hashem's glory in the world. That's the shelo lishma. The motivations and the drives that we have hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What that perspective does is turn things upside down. And takes every great concept in the world and tries to extrude it through a process of self-benefit. The one who does in the perspective of lishma, he will see the world as it is properly. ומזבונן בכל עיצוב עולם בכיוונו האמיתי, you can look at any entity in the world, truly, שמהוסוי וסעודסוי גדוי כבודו יתברך. Its essence and its destiny is to reveal הקדוש ברוך in some aspect, in some way. לכן, therefore, הלוימד תורה לשמה, זוכה לדברים הרבה. Again, that Mishnah Perek Avos, one who learns תורה לשמה, earns many things, ולא יודע שמגלין לו רזי תורה. The secrets of the Torah are revealed to him, כי עצם דגז לשמה, the very level of lishma מביאה לידי גילוי כל הרז. That very aspect of lishma is really synonymous with seeing the secrets. ושר ההסתר מן העולם לגבי אדם זה, for this individual, the hiddenness of the world is revealed. It's removed. He sees the world as it is. זהו כי גדול מעל שמיים חסדך. This is the meaning of that pasuk in Tehillim Kufches. מעל שמיים. המסגלה בעצם לשמה, this idea is revealed on the one who does לשמה, שהוא זכה להמשיך את הגילוי של העולם הרוחני אל תוך העולם הזה. What he is able to do, this idea of מעל שמיים, is to draw this revelation of הקדוש ברוך הוא in the spiritual world into העולם הזה. ואין לך חסד השם גדול מזה. That's the greatest חסד of השם that we can do that. הוא החסד שבתורה לשמה. That's the aspect of חסד in תורה לשמה, שעליו דיברנו בפרק הקודם. We mentioned this in the previous chapter. בביאור עניין וסורס חסד על השינה. When חזר quoted the פסוק in Eishes Chayil, that speaks about תורס חסד. שאמרו וחזר said, הלוימד תורה לשמה, זוהי תורה של חסד. One learns תורה לשמה, it's a תורה של חסד. וכמה עמוקים הם הדברים. How deep now is the concept. אחרי כל תוקף הדברים המיוסדים על ביאור הספונו בנעשה ונשמה. After having explained all of this, based on the words of the ספונו in the פסוק of נעשה ונשמה, נסבוננה נאו בדברי הרמב״ם בסוף יחוס תשובה. Let's look at the רמב״ם, את אינו יחוס תשובה, כי יש מקום לומר, there's room to say, שגם הרמב״ם מפרש עניין נעשה ונשמה כמו הספונו. There's room to argue that the רמב״ם also explains נעשה ונשמה, as the ספונו does, that it was an acceptance of the Torah לשמה. דברי הרמב״ם צריכים עיון רב. The words of the רמב״ם require deep analysis. בשל זהירוסי העצומה בקביעוס הלכויס הלשמה, because of his extreme care in setting down הלכויס הלשמה. ואילו דבריו שם. He writes as follows. וכן היו גדולי החכמים, the greatest of the חכמים, מצווים לנבויני תלמידיהם ומשכיליהם, that would instruct the most intelligent, the most perceptive of the תלמידים, בייחוד, that would instruct them, אל תהיו כעבודים המשמשים מסרב, the words of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, don't seek the reward, אלא מפני שהרב ראוי לשמשי, כלומר מאהבה. Rather do it because it is just correct to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא, out of love. Says the author, הרי אין חיוב הלשמה חל על המון בני ישראל. The Rambam seems to be seen clearly that the obligation of לשמה does not devolve upon the masses, וגם לא על כל תלמיד חכם, and not even upon every תלמיד חכם, אלא רק על גדולי הנבונים והמשכילים שבהם. It devolves upon the most intelligent, the most perceptive, וכאילו יש סכנה בגילוי עניין הלשמה. The Rambam seems to be saying that there's some danger in the concept of לשמה. והלאה שם, the Rambam continues, ולפיכך, and therefore, כשמלמדים את הקטנים ואת הנשים וכלל עמי הארץ, when we teach those who are less educated, אין מלמדין אי סון אלא לעבוד מיראה, we teach them to serve Hashem out of fear, וכדי לקבל שכר, and then to receive reward. עד, and then the Rambam continues, the author here is breaking down the sentence of the Rambam, שתרבה דעתן, their knowledge increases, וישחכמו חוכמה יסירה, and they acquire more wisdom, מגלין להן רז זה מעט מעט, we reveal the secret bit by bit, very gradually, ומרגילין אי סון לעניין זה, and we slowly accustom them in this concept, benachas, leisurely, slowly, ad sheyasiguhu, until they understand it, vida'u, in the night even better, v'yavdu me'ahava, and they start to serve Hashem out of love. Hari sheva madrigos b'chinuch ha-lishma, seven levels in training oneself, training others in lishma, ad shemagi'im l'zeh. V'inei bevadai lo al-chinam nokat Rambam lishin v'gmara. It is not for naught that the Rambam uses the expression used by the Gemara, megalin lahin raz zeh. This expression, we reveal to them this idea, this secret of Lishma. Ela shoromez baze, it's not for naught that he did it. He used it, he is hinting thereby, lesugyan de Shabbos, to the sugya in Shabbos, daf beiches, ucheferush, harav uvadya sfon alav asharim. like the swallow. This is the indication that Rambam was learning like the swallow. Umakola Haradazis, the last major point in this chapter. What is all of this concern? Why is the Rambam so hesitant, as the author seemed to say? The Rambam seems to be indicating there's some danger over here. Why? Shelole ha'iris ha'ava ad she'techpatz. This is a phrase taken from Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, also appears in Perek Ches. What is this concern? Answer, be'emes yesh sakana belagaze. There is a danger on the level of Lishma. Ve'ya'us, and it in fact is appropriate, it's expected, ki berum pisgazam adegois, that on the highest level, at the highest level of achievement, we expect that the deepest point of the Yetzirah should be revealed. And this is it. It's a phenomenon that we find in early generations. That people knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu and intended deliberately to rebel. In brackets, Besof Parashas Bereshis, HaGiborim Hashem Me'olam, those Giborim who knew Hashem and rebelled. Then in Noach, Nimroid, Gibor Tzad Lifnei Hashem, Nimrod was that type of person. And in Lech Lecha, Ve'anshei Sedoim Ra'im V'chataim Hashem Be'oid. Davga Batekufahi, specifically in that era, Shehashpa'as HaKedusha Haisa Atzuma, where Hashem's bestowal of Kedusha was enormous. V'chol Bnei Olam Ra'u B'chush, so that everyone in the world could see tangibly Kol HaNikra B'Shmi V'Lichvodi B'Rasiv. As the Navi puts it, it was much clearer that Hashem was expressing himself through the Bria. Dav Ga'az, specifically then, umitoch matzav shel yodim ribonam, and through a situation of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hizgala kol koach merida shebelev adam. The entire power of rebellion, which is innate in the heart of a person, was revealed. Ad kedei leaknito al panav, to the point of deliberately trying to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvdo emel hazeh, similarly, matzinu beves ha-mikdash harishoyin b'nuvaz Yechezkel. We find a similar thing in the Beis HaMikdash, the first one, as the Novi Yechezkel describes it. The author gives a reference. V'nirvaz behazinu, it's also hinted to in ha-azinu, v'inabel tzur yeshu asoy. V'inei lo al chinam yatzu tzadok uvaitus mo'olamam davka belomda mishnas al tiyuk avadim ha-meshamshim mesarav al menas lekabel pas. It's not for naught, it's not accidental or coincidental that Tzadok uvaitus made their terrible mistake through the Mishnah of Al Tiyuk HaAvadim HaMeshav Shume Sarav. They misunderstood that one. Ubeferusha Mishnayos al Mishnah Zoy, the Rambam in his commentary to this Mishnah, Mizba'er, Sheyatzu legamrei me'emunas haTorah v'kafu be'ikar. They completely rejected the Torah, they denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu altogether. They pretended, vis-à-vis the masses, to be ma'aminim. Bedavar, here he quotes the Rambam, shelo yachlu lechazvo etzel ha'am. It came to the point where, this is a point where they could not approach the people, the masses, with the idea that they deny Hashem altogether. She'ilu hayu motzi'im oisem mipi'em hayorgim oisem. They were aware, Tzadok Uvaitis, that had they expressed their complete skepticism, they would have been killed by the people. The Omar kol echad lezirta, and therefore what they did tell the followers is shu ma'amin b'Torah v'chalak al Kabbalah, that they accept the Torah shebichsav, but he rejects Torah shebe'al peh. Ayin shaboyerech. V'chozim ipne shelo yivinu esad lishma. This all came, this terrible decline, rebellion of Tzadok Uvaitus, out of a misunderstanding of lishma, as the Mefashim explained there in the Mishnah. והנה אנחנו רחוקים מדרגת לשמה, we are distant from the level of לשמה, ולכן איננו יודעים מעומקו של כוח המרד הטמון בנו. And therefore we may find this surprising, we are not aware of the depth of the power of rebellion hidden within us, שהוא מזגלה בעצם כוחוי דווקא במצב של לשמה. That it is liable to erupt specifically from a level of לשמה. ואולם כשאנחנו מגיעים לקצה הלשמה, when we reach our ability, the edges at least of lishma, b'rgaim sfurim hashana, for a few moments in the year, kegon b'yom ha-kippurim, for example, Yom Kippur, az gam anachnu margishim b'chokha mered ha-pnimi ha-lochishnu, then even we are able to discern this power of the inner rebellion that whispers to us, dai lecha b'kedusha v'salus, it's enough, we don't have to go further, you've risen enough. Ve'im dvar leitzanus yitzeh mipinu. If we had to utter any sort of disparaging, sarcastic comment, teichev b'motzei yom kippurim, chas v'chalila, immediately upon the conclusion of Yom Kippur, who b'vchinas yoder ribono miskev nevod bo'im, then we would be enacting an aspect of what Chazal described about those early generations, to know the Creator and to rebel against Him. Hanilkat mikol zehu, the point to take out of all of these comments is this, she'en l'sachek bina lishma. Don't play around with lishma. Ulehavin kama no'alu anashim, to understand how foolish are people, me'alumdim l'daber al Torah lishma, who learn to speak about this concept, lishma, 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 ki'ilu zeh lechem liyomam, as if it's the daily bread. Ve'av gam zeh selenu radas, one more point we need to know, ki kavana amitis uverura lishma. A true attentive lishma, nuchal lechamin rag bivchinas ratzui vashev kimar'e avazak. He's quoting a pasuk in Yechezkel about the Malachim, that it can be attained just momentarily. Here and there, we should aim just for once in a while. The light that we achieve in one moment of Lishma is worthwhile. It's worthwhile shaking our entire lives in that moment of Gilui Kvod Shemayim. Ad kan.